Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. We'd love to ask you to, and would ask you to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Sign up for that wherever you get your podcasts. We've got a Monday night edition of Scout and Route with a look at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders getting off the snide, getting a win last week. We're going to get into that matchup. But a reminder that the Scout and Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players to cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks with more sports and features rolling out very soon. Well, the Chiefs playing well on the offensive line. The offensive, certainly the running game coming together last week. That is the key. That is the challenge for Andy Reid, wanting to get that running game in full force so that they can start to manipulate defenses a little bit better. Patrick Mahomes was outstanding last week as well. Impressive win by Kansas City. The Raiders getting it done finally. The Chiefs were able to dominate the manhandle the Bucks. The Raiders not so much. They let the game against the Cardinals get off the hook a little bit. I am wondering a little bit more about this Raider team and that getting the ball in the hands of the playmakers, playing well up front on the offensive line. Establishing the running game defensively. They've got some playmakers, but not enough. You see this roster, you get a little bit fooled. You think there's some good players there, but there's some real missing pieces. And it's the imbalance that's causing some of the inconsistencies when I watch them on tape. You've got to be careful in this game. This game could get out of hand on Monday night. It's in Kansas City. They've certainly got more playmakers. Can the Raiders keep up? Can they control the game in any way to get the Chiefs off their mark? Can they force some turnovers, some mistakes? Got some thoughts on that over at LandryFootball.com on how the Raiders will need to attack this game and what are the keys to this matchup will be. And in essence, can the Raiders find a way at all to win this game? This is the type of game that the Chiefs can begin to separate even further from the rest of the AFC West. Again, more details on this game and all the NFL games and college games over at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the football season sale today. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network so you can get all of our football shows, college and NFL. I want to get our Vegas insiders' thoughts on this matchup. But before we get to them for a route to victory, let's take a look at the Preciser pick for this game, the Chiefs versus the Raiders. Preciser has the Chiefs at 54.8% over the Raiders to win this game. Those percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days leading up to the game, so make sure that you keep checking them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both the casual and seasoned fans together to access data that can be carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, but that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal here is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of users to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser, again, has the Chiefs at 54.8% over the Raiders for this game. Up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner at 62.5% success rate, and you can continue to check their numbers out at Preciser.io.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the Route to Victory, meeting the Las Vegas Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs Week 5 matchup presented by Preciser. Another division game on Monday night here. This time, the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Raiders. Kansas City off to a great start this season. Already a notable division win against the Chargers, a win against one of the NFC's best in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and already an MVP-like season happening for Patrick Mahomes. If there were questions about the Chiefs offense without Tyreek Hill coming into the season, questions what Patrick Mahomes would be after what some would consider a quote-unquote down season for Mahomes, those questions can be wiped away. The Kansas City Chiefs, not only one of the best offenses in football, but they have the best quarterback in all of football in Patrick Mahomes, and he has proven that time and time again. 11 touchdowns, just two picks, 1,100 yards for the Kansas City Chiefs star quarterback, and that's really where we start here, is that Kansas City's passing offense has been that good, 276.5 yards passing per game, and again, Patrick Mahomes' numbers look great, but the Raiders allowing 264 passing yards per game, and if you were to look at also the DVOA, the Raiders rank 20th in pass DVOA. They are not a good pass defense. They did okay against the Broncos, but the Broncos also had their highest point total of the season against the Raiders, and Russell Wilson had by far his best game of the season. So the Raiders started the season losing three straight, all three against decent quarterbacks. Ryan Tannehill, we can maybe save that conversation for another day, but Kyler Murray, 29 points in overtime against the Raiders, and 24 points for Justin Herbert in a win against the Raiders as well. Pass defense just has not played well. And yes, Kansas City has their own problems defensively, but they're one of the best rush teams in the NFL. 65 yards rushing given up, and the Raiders aren't necessarily a great rushing team, although Josh Jacobs having a decent season so far for the Raiders. There's just not enough firepower here. Patrick Mahomes, in his career against the Raiders, a passer rating of 112.4, 2,500 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions in just 8 games against the Raiders. He dominates this matchup. He can dominate this secondary, which has not been good for the Las Vegas Raiders, and I expect them to win this game by more than a 7. Again, there are a lot of teaser opportunities on this slate. I think this is one of them, but if you want to lay the 7, I think this is the week for laying big numbers on teams that are playing well, like the Kansas City Chiefs. That's the Route to Victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.